September 23rd, Shamrock 80, Kadosi Class. Class.
Radhikayai Pudalai Krishnayo Krishna Bhaktayo Tad Bhaktayo Namo Nama Yam Pravrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakataruvajuhava Putriti Tanmayataya Taruvabhamedas Tam Sarvabhuta Hridayam Munimanathosmi Bhaktya Vainaya Parana Lakshay Chittasya Kamarita Rangamare Kripa Maitam Sharanam Prapadyam Vrinde Namaste Charanarvindam Tvaivasmi Najivami Tam Vinam Iti Vigyaya Radhitam Dharmam Charanantike.
First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichaviha Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astotra Sattashri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotra Sattashri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Happy Ekadasi, everybody. Today is Ekadasi. So, as you know, we're discussing the Gaudiya Giti Gurj songbook, and we're generally progressing through the pages, through the Prem Dhvani or Jaya Dhvani prayers, through the Mangalacharana. And whenever there's a holiday, we deviate from our progression of pages and jump right to the bhajan that has to do with that personality whose appearance or disappearance it is that day. So today is the appearance of Ekadasi. So we will do the bhajan. There are two bhajans, actually, that the devotees sing on the day of Ekadasi. One is on page 50 of the songbook, and the other is on page 100. Just double it. The first one describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, covered by the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika and her love, how he observes Ekadasi. We'll quickly sing the Bengali and then we'll read the English translation.
Shri Hari Vasare Hari Ketana Vidana Nityanandina Prabhu Jagatira Prana Punyavanta Shiva Sami Sudarambha Vitila Ketana Dhani Kupala Govinda Midanga Madira Bhaje Shankara Tala Sankirta Sange Sabha Hari Lama Sala Pramanda Vedina Dhani Puriya sarvanasha visakala hoite inute kare sambhara jita jita hoina jata sundara shivas pandilayai ika sampradaya Mukundanayara Janakartanaya Maya Govinda Gosha Arakata Jana Gora Chandra Nitya Sada Karina Kitana Tariya Balaira Nitya Nanda Mabani Alakshita Yadvaita Vahim Padaduli Kadadara Yadi Jata Shakala Hayane Anandevi Vala Vaila Prabhura Kitane Chakanayu Dandanachi Prabhu Viswambara Kankampita Hoya Sabe Payadara Kakanava Madurana Chai Viswambara Chinadeki Nannanam Nandanamatvara Aparupanita Nandanayana Kari Deki Sabambitya Nijanandana Che Maho Prabhu Visambara Charanera Talasani Ati Manohara Pavavari Malana Hirai Galaya Chindiya Padiya Giya Bakatera Paya Chatushi Hari Mangala Sankirtana Ajinachi Jagannatha Nisarananda Charanamanandi Hivarasanana Jani Charayashi Rachi Hivaraya Charaname Vamaki Hoylatha Pudana Charaname Ajinila Paila Mashana Charanamashavani Sansara Bandha Guchya Hina Prabhu Avatari Kali Yuga Nache Charaname Gai Sukha Narada Badur Sava Mahapali Chanta Je Prabhu Ranama Je Prabhu Na Chai Deka Jata Bhagavana Prabhu Rananda Deka Bhagavata Gana Anyane Gala Dari Kariya Kandana Sabaraya Gati Sobe Chishanta Vamala Anande Gaina Krishna Rasaya Bola Jateka Vaishnava Sabha Kirtanaya Vaishe Anya Jana Kise Jaya Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamale Anisha Gaya Sabe Hare Kutahale Anisha Bhakta Sange Nache Visambara Shanti Nahi Kare Sabha Sutva Samivara Hemata Nache Mahaprabha Nisiya Vashisha Macha Sepa Prabhara Hemataya Nande Hoye Navadvipa Pure Premara Seva Kantera Nayaka Esa Kala Punya Kata Jisa Bhakti Sange Gauri Chandi Rahutara Mana Jaya Kadasi Jaya Madhav Titi Jaya Ekadasi Jaya Madhav Titi Jaya Madhav Titi Ekadasi Jaya.
So this is Sriman Mahaprabhu Harivasira Vrata Palana. Palana means nourishing. So this vrat of Ekadasi is nourished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who observes Hari Vasera means the place where Hari lives. He lives in Ekadasi. This, what you're experiencing today, it's not a day. Yesterday was a day, the day before was a day, but today is not a day. Today is Krishna himself. So Hari Vasara. And this vrat also nourishes our bhakti. On Ekadasi day, Mahaprabhu, who is the life and soul of all beings, decreed that everyone should gather for kirtan. So he's teaching by his own example. Hearing the sound of his own name, he began to dance in ecstasy. In Shriva Sangha, that is Srivas Thakur's divine courtyard, he inaugurated the auspicious reverberations of the kirtan in a booming voice. Gopal Govinda. In the courtyard, the sounds of murdanga, small cymbals, conch, kartals, and beautiful singing all mixed together. When we do kirtan, either on Ekadasi or any other day, we feel that there's something lacking. What's lacking is the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servants have, the mood of complete absorption and tasting Hari Ras. Hari Ras, kirtan ras means full absorption in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and full absorption in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, according to the times of day. So at least knowing that, we can know not to look in any other direction for fulfilling us, because the fulfillment is only here. As Gurudev mentioned in a class last year, we will not be happy until we attain Bhava Bhakti. And Bhava Bhakti is the beginning of tasting kirtan ras in actuality. The loud sound passed through the entire Brahmanda and filled the whole sky, reaching Swetadweep. Swetadweep is the you could say it's the annex to Vrindavan. Swetadweep is also in Goloka Vrindavan, and that's the hexagonal shaped abode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in Goloka Vrindavan, where he does his eternal kirtan pastimes externally, and internally he's absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. If you look on the original Bhagavatam cover that Srila Prabhupada brought to America, which was painted by a friend of his in India, you can see that in the Goloka area of the picture, there's Krishna's pastimes, and next door to that, there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. From morning, Visvambar means he who nourishes the universe by bhakti. Again, we feel that some nourishment is missing. I need some more nourishment. Of course, until we come to that platform of tasting kirtan ras, we can't jump over where we actually are. We do need to, quote-unquote, eat, and we do need to take any supplements to that quote-unquote eating, which is actually honoring of Krishna Prasadam. But at the same time, we can know that when we do taste kirtan ras, then our only nourishment becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Visvambar, who nourishes the universe by bhakti and by kirtan ras. Gurudev once said in a class many, many years ago that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami thought that if I don't get Radharani's mercy immediately, I'll die. So I told Gurudev, so he thinks that way, and I think if I don't eat, I'll die. So Gurudev said, yes, that is your problem. So from morning, The Svambara started dancing. Many groups sang charmingly. Each group singing a different melody. Imagine all the melodies going on simultaneously. And we see that in fire jigyas, that one group is singing kirtan, another group is singing Purusha Shakta, another group is saying the Swahas. So this goes on eternally with Mahaprabhu. And everything is harmonious within each other. Srila Prabhupada translated a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, which describes the scenes and the residents of Vaikuntha. And the verse explains there that just as there's no disharmony between the big sky and the small sky, you know the big sky and the small sky? Is there any problem between the big part of the sky and the small part of the sky? It's totally harmonious. So similarly, Vaikuntha is totally harmonious. There's no disharmony between the Lord and the devotees and between any of the residents and each other. No, can you get it? Thanks. Yeah. Excuse me. So if anything's wrong here, either nourishment is not complete, or we feel something lacking in our life, or there's any disharmony, it's because we're in the wrong place with the wrong consciousness. Prabhupada told one story that there was a man who for many, many years he would go to work, and then at the end of the week, he would go to the bank and deposit his savings, whatever he didn't need at the moment, and he was saving up for when he would retire. And it was very funny because Prabhupada's theater performance, disciples did a play of this, they did a drama. So the man is putting the money in, he's giving his bank account, the lady is depositing it, and then the years go by, and then he's coming back with his cane, and he's really old now, and he's ready to retire. So he hands in his card, and he's ready to get the whole thing. And she said, there's nothing there, Mr. So-and-so. What do you mean there's nothing there? I've been putting it in my bank account. She said, oh, Mr. So-and-so, all these years you've been putting your money in the wrong bank account. So he says, in the wrong, and he dies. So if we're feeling any lack of nourishment, lack of fulfillment, or lack of harmony, it's because we're putting our money in the wrong bank account. So Srivas Pandit was the guru of one group of Kirtaniyas, and Mukunda was the lead singer of another. Govinda Ghosh was the head of another group. Gaur Chandra danced in the middle of the whole kirtan party. The mighty Nityananda Prabhu protected Mahaprabhu when he swooned while dancing, as Advaitacharya secretly took his foot dust at that time. Tears came to Gadadhar, Mukunda, Sridhar, and others upon hearing Mahaprabhu's kirtan, as the rising of Astasatvika Bhavs overwhelm their hearts. So as we discussed yesterday, when we utter the pranam mantras or the prayers to the various personalities, we glorify them for what they have, what they can give, and then ask for that. So even when reading this song, as we're reading about the great devotees like Gadadhar Prabhu and Mukunda, Sridhar, they were weeping during the kirtan, and there was rising of astasattvika bhavs. That means hair standing of the end, on end, tears falling from the eyes, pallering of the complexion, becoming stunned, like almost dead, and separation. Yeah, horripilation we mentioned. But we don't have that. At least I don't have that. I don't have anything. So, therefore, as we sing these songs, we immediately hone in on the personalities mentioned and pray for their mercy. I remember once I was circumambulating when I used to live in Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math. We were circumambulating Thakurji after the evening kirtan, and we were singing, no, it was in the morning, so we were singing Jai Radhi, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, and then we came up to Srinanda Yasoda Jaya, and as I was singing that, I was thinking of a problem that I had, and then immediately I realized how stupid I am. I'm thinking of my problem when the solution to the problem is on the right there on my tongue. Just remember them and pray for their mercy. It's the only way out. The only way out of a bad dream is what? Wake up to reality. The Svambar danced with so much force that the earth trembled, causing all the devotees to become afraid. Sometimes Visvambar danced so gracefully and sweetly that he appeared to be Natavara, Nandanandana himself. You know how Krishna dances with his friends or the gopis in Rasalila? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared like that. Nandanandana, the best of dancers. Mahaprabhu's beauty is unequaled and unsurpassed, defeating even Krishna's beauty. Because this book says that Krishna has no Mahabhav, but that's not actually true. He can touch Mahabhav, but not beyond. Even the coward boys, the most confidential coward boys like Sridham, Subal, they can sometimes touch Mahabhav. So Krishna can too, because he's a coward boy too. But just like touch it. He has no root or adi root or anything like that. Mohan, Modan, only Radhika Sakis have that. So all his followers' eyes filled with ananda seeing his dancing. Mahaprabhu Visvambar danced, absorbed in ananda. Hearing the rhythm of his dancing feet, the devotees become spellbound. As Mahaprabhu danced, being filled with bhav, his garland could not stay around his neck but broke, all the flowers falling at the feet of his devotees. The auspicious sounds of Sri Harinam Sankirtan spread in every direction while Jagannath Mishra's son danced in the midst of all the devotees. Shiva chants the same blissful name and becomes so absorbed in prem that his cloth falls down. Hearing Mahaprabhu's glories, Shiva starts to dance, and Mahaprabhu, hearing his own glories, also dance. And the highest form of Lord Shiva that we worship is Gopeswara. Vrindavana Vanipati Jaya Soma Som Soma Mole Sanaksanandana Sanatana Naradevya Gopeshwara Bhachadilasa Jagangiparne Prema Prayachinirupadi Namo Namaste. When we were with Srila Gurudev in Lokanath's temple, there was a pond. The pond represented, it was Gauri Pond. The pond that was Gauri or Parvati. And inside the temple, there was the pond which was a Ambuling. There was a Shiva Ling in the form of a little pond. So Gurudev said that we're not interested in worshipping Lokanath in this form. We pray to him in his original form as Vrindavanapati, Vrindavanavanapati Jaya Soma Mole, as Gopiswara. We come there and worship, but we know him as his original form. By this Nam, Valmiki achieved the wealth of austerity. He saw all of Ram Lila, and by the same Nam, all of Ajimil's Anartas and Aparads were pulled out by the roots. So why should we go anywhere else if everything's here in Nam? Hearing Sri Krishna Nam, you know what happened to Valmiki? Marama, Rama, 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 Rama. His death name became Rama. Rama, not Rama. Hearing Sri Krishna Nam totally cuts off all worldly attachments. Sri Krishna himself came in Kali Yuga as Mahaprabhu, dancing and advising all to chant Krishna Nam. Sukdeva and Narada also chant this Krishna Nam and distribute it. With thousands of tongues, Mahaprabhu sings the glories of this Nam. Taking Mahaprabhu's name constitutes the highest form of atonement. So again, if we feel very sinful that we've done so many sins that there's no atonement for it, Nam, and especially Mahaprabhu's Nam, is the atonement. Seeing Mahaprabhu dancing, the devotees became supremely fortunate. Seeing Mahaprabhu's bliss, the devotees embraced each other and wept loudly as the rays of Mahaprabhu's ananda entered their hearts. So there's one song from Sharanagati by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he prays to Gurudev. You know, there's Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya and Gurudev Bodha Kripa Kori. So there's another one where there's four Gurudev songs where he prays to Gurudev. And in one of them he's praying that when will I know that I have your mercy, because I will see the kirtan party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of their bliss, and hear their mridanga and their kartals. So therefore Gurudev said the most important word in our vocabulary, Vaishnava vocabulary, is when. When will that day come? All the devotees attended kirtan, and Mahaprabhu personally decorated their bodies with chandan and garlands. Sri Gaurasundar and the devotees sang and tasted Krishna Ras with great joy. Absorbed in kirtan, all the Vaishnava devotees completely lost sense of their own bodies and everyone else around them. So this is how Mahaprabhu observes Ekadasi. Jaya Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali. Day and night, all the devotees sang kirtan in great happiness. He also observes it by the fasting from the prohibitive foodstuffs. Gurudev told the story that when he was in Jagannath Puri, the materialistic pujaris, or pundits, they were thinking that nobody buys our Mahaprasad, we don't get any money on Ekadasi. So, but if we can get Mahaprabhu to do it, then everybody will do it. So they brought Mahaprabhu the Mahaprasad, including the grains of Jagannath, and Mahaprabhu offered his pranam with his hands, and then he began dancing in ecstasy, and he kept dancing throughout the night, and the next morning he took it. And Gurudev said in that connection that anyone who tells you, even if you have a guru who tells you no need to observe Ekadasi, that's a bogus person, and reject that person. So not only did Mahaprabhu especially do this on Ekadasi, but here, the author of the song, namely Vrindavan Das Thakur, says that daily Mahaprabhu danced in kirtan the whole night and only stopped 3 hours before sunrise. Daily, he, Mahaprabhu, the hero who enjoys prema ras of Vaikuntha Sweta Dweep, tasted and distributed great bliss in Navadweep. So when we go to Navadweep in February, March, we can pray that to every dust particle When will I become a part of this party? Gurudev said that Raghunath Das Goswami was so one-pointed in his greed for Radha Dasyam, he had no two hearts, he only had one heart for that greed, that he had no time to look in the mirror. As soon as we look in the mirror, what happens? There I am, that body, and I look so good. Well, I wish I looked better. And let's see, how do I look? I have to straighten this out. I have to make my hair look a little straighter. So if we have time to deviate from one-pointedness, that's just like you're shaving along, but as soon as there's a little bit of inattentiveness, havoc and bloodshed. Gaurachandra and all his associates enter in the hearts of the devotees who hear the all-virtuous Hari Katha with full faith. Thus, their hearts become Srivasangam, that is, the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances. Vrindavan Das says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the moon-like, and the moon-like Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul, and I offer them Dandavat Pranam to their lotus feet.